Hello there. Moments of Melody time again. 5 minutes to help you on your way with a song. When someone wrote to the New York Herald Tribune to ask, "Who will own the moon?" the matter was referred to the director of the General Legal Division of the United Nations. He replied that no one should own the moon, but as he expanded his answer, he assumed that the United Nations or some other group would exercise authority as to the resources of the Earth's satellite. His answer contained such phrases as, "We may decide," or "We may allow." Well, who does really own the moon? God does. And the Earth, too. And all the stars. We're going to be reading again from Psalm 9 in just a few moments. And the writer there had the right appreciation of God. Now just a few moments of melody. Your praises to the God who lives in Jerusalem. Tell the world about his unforgettable deeds. He who avenges murder has an open ear to those who cry to him for justice. He does not ignore the prayers of men in trouble when they call to him for help. And now, O Lord, have mercy on me. See how I suffer at the hands of those who hate me, Lord. Snatch me back from the jaws of death. Save me so that I can praise you publicly before all the people at Jerusalem's gates, and rejoice that you've rescued me. The nations fall into the pitfalls they've dug for others. The trap they set has snapped on them. The Lord is famous for the way he punishes the wicked in their own snares. The wicked shall be sent away to hell. This is the fate of all the nations forgetting the Lord. For the needs of the needy shall not be ignored forever. The hopes of the poor shall not always be crushed. God owns it all. He rules, yes, and he will judge someday. He's going to set things right. But you know, right now he wants to be your Savior in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Right now is a good time to learn to know him in a personal way.